Good morning, everybody. Today is Saturday, October 11th, 2014, and you're listening live with Adriana's Mystic Connections. It is 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and I know she has a wonderful show for you today. She always does a fabulous job with wonderful topics and guests and very inspirational information. So I'm actually waiting for her to come on today, so just give us a second, and hopefully our hostess will join us.
Hey, welcome all. It's October already. Isn't that crazy? What happened to this year?
You know, if you do numerology, October is 10, which is 1, which is new beginnings. So a lot of times when you see 1, you always think January, but sometimes it also means October. And this year, 2014, is a 7, which if you add that up, that makes sense, right? So 4, 1. 2014, so 4 and 1 make 5, and then 2 and 5 make 7. So this is a 7-year. So this is a year about reflecting on your life's purpose. It's a year about doing things for your spirituality, deepening your spirituality, connecting with other people to allow that to happen. And this being a 1 month, then this is the month to start something new spiritually. This is the perfect month to jump in and start something maybe you've been dreaming about. And that's powerful. For me, that is actually in the works, more later. But And things have been ending for me, and things are beginning. And usually, to begin, things need to end. So a lot of times when things end, it's sad. Nobody wants anything to end, really. But in order for things to begin, we need endings. For instance, a birth of a new baby means the pregnancy is ending. So although we love being pregnant, we can't wait to hold our baby in our arms. I was reading something about the growth of a seed. And for a seed to grow, the casing of the seed has to explode and everything inside has to shoot out. And if you were the seed and you didn't know what was happening, you would think it was a catastrophe. And actually, you're just beginning your new life as the plant of whatever it is that you're growing. Make sure during this time, because 2014, spirituality, the 7 is spirituality, 1, new beginnings. Make sure you're manifesting exactly what you want. So focus on what you are trying to get into your life, not what it is that you're afraid will come into your life. Or focus on health. Focus on abundance. Focus on potential. Focus on being contacted by the right people. Spend some time in quick meditation and, you know, just visualize yourself where you are right now and then where you're going to be in 10 months and what that looks like. And it should make sure that the vision makes sense to you. Don't envision anything that is frightening or scary. Sometimes success can be frightening or scary. We can envision something and say, oh boy, that looks frightening. And that's sort of the opposite of what you want. So if you're envisioning success and in you're envisioning that you're a leader, don't envision that as a leader you're going to come across a problem that you have to solve and you know, felt scary. You know, do your best to make it warm, inviting. Ask for what you truly want. Our topic today is about synchronicity, and we're so lucky, actually, to have a wonderful guest, someone I've known for a long time. I met him in 2004, 10 years ago, and we were at the Great Lakes Retreat. That's where I met him. And my listeners know all about the Great Lakes Retreat because I talk about it almost every month. But he was a favorite of my mom's, and he is a he is an intuitive. He is a medium. And my mom loved talking with him. And she would recommend him to everyone. And when she passed, he became very much a mentor of mine. And when I spent time with him at the Great Lakes Retreat, you know, some of the things, he just drops these little nuggets of information. And then you know, it becomes sort of like your touch point, you know, that you say that to yourself or you hear it and you say, oh, yes, that's true. Yes, I know that. And he is just amazing. I'm so thrilled to bring him on today. And he's a dear friend and someone I respect and admire. And we're going to be talking about synchronicity. Synchronicity is that moment when everything just seems to be clicking into each other, like interlocking puzzle pieces. You know, that synchronicity is, oh, I want that job at that place. And then you see an ad and you're right next to that place and there's someone ordering coffee and you're in line and you just happen to mention, oh, I always wanted a job here, and it turns out you're talking to the HR recruiter. That's synchronicity. thinking about someone, wishing you could make contact with them, not knowing their phone number, not knowing how to find them, and then running into an old friend who happens to have all that information for you. So synchronicity, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, but it was just a coincidence. And in the spiritual world, we know there are no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. And so we look at that. We look at the fact that there are no coincidences, and we look at this synchronicity, and we can see the work of our angels moving things into place for us, of making things happen for us, of our guides who are working hard to make our dreams come true. So do we have our guest yet?
Yes, we do.
Oh, great. Well, then, with no further ado, I'd love to bring him on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody in the world today?
You know what? I am so blessed to have you here.
Well, I'm blessed to have us all here. How does that sound? I think we're all here very much connected, if that makes any sense to everybody. We're all connected. That's the beautiful part of it all.
Before we begin, I just have to say that you gave me a reading in July.
Yes,
and
I remember.
And I want you to know that reading was so accurate, And there's parts that at the time I was like, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, you're right on there. There's other parts I'm like, no, I don't think so. And one of those things you had said that I said, no, I don't think so, was that I was going to have some trouble with money. And my son's car died. So we had to get him another car, and several other things happened, and you are exactly right, sir. Yes, you are.
Well, I guess I could say that's part of what I call my gift. It's been a blessing, and I just tell people what I get. And sometimes, and as you said, they don't always agree. But eventually in time, they see it as being somewhat of a truth. And that's the whole point of it. We have to understand that when it comes to receiving messages, a lot of times we just put them back up on a shelf somewhere so that for later usage, we may recognize it to be a truth.
That is so true. You know, I gave a message to a dear friend of mine, came through from her father-in-law, and at the time it made no sense, but it was so clear to me, I couldn't understand why. It was about a new job for her husband. And then actually that message came into being this year. So sometimes they're right on time, and sometimes they're meant to be listened to and understood for later. So another thing you'd mentioned in your reading to me was we talked about my mother-in-love, Rachel Sally.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, you were so, so right. And she was experiencing an issue where she had a cyst, and they were afraid it might be something more. And, of course, it wasn't. It was benign. And so that was all very, very good. And then you said that, and that was accurate truth. So thank God.
We are grateful to be able to see that for everybody. And sometimes I have had to give messages that were not always the most comforting, if you want to say it. But on the same token, that is my intent is to say the truth with a lot of love attached to it. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. And that is so, you know, that is so you. Truth with a lot of love attached to it. You know, you told me something that opened up new vistas for me. And you told me that if you long to do it, if you want to do it, that is your soul telling you that it's your life purpose to do it.
That is so true. Because what is God? God is love. And when you start emanating your love, which is what you love to do, then you're emanating God.
Hmm.
And then your life purpose will follow right with it. So if you love to cook, make sure you do a lot of cooking, and a lot of people get to enjoy it then.
And make sure you're getting something for your cooking, because if you do something that you love but you're not receiving back, then you're not honoring yourself, you're not honoring the system, and sooner or later you're going to get tired because there's no energy return.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Adriana. You have to put in something and receive something. That's the whole purpose of the universe. It has a scale, and anything that you put into it should be returned equal. And that's usually how it happens, if you're truly on the path, as I call it. And I like your synchronicity, and I call it, another word is luck.
Luck.
If I'm in luck, then I'm in synchronicity.
Mm-hmm. And so before we go much further, do you want to give out your contact information?
Okay. I live in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I work out of a store called All My Relations, and they have a website, and it's just, I think it is All My Relations. It's funny, I never paid that much attention to the website because I don't get on it by myself. So, but it is on the west side of Indianapolis. We get a lot of visitors that travel down, passing through Indianapolis from Michigan and other parts of the country, obviously. And a store is considered one of the largest in the Midwest as far as rocks, metaphysical supplies, and things like that. So I'm there quite a bit of the time. I'm also available at my home. People call my home phone. If you want me, I can pass that along.
Sure.
People will just leave a message, and I'll contact them back then. And we do phone readings, of course, and we just take charge cards, and we run to the store, and everything's fine with that. Okay, my home phone, area code 317-246-1242.
And I can tell you that this is one of the best intuitives. I mean, personally, you know, as a reader, I'm extremely picky about who reads for me, and this is one of the people that, you know, I'm so grateful and so blessed to have in my life that, you know, will read for me, and that is so accurate and amazing and is on my show. Yes!
Well, Adriana, she is. If you have not met her, you should, because she is certainly a joy to be around. You certainly are, dear. You are. You're just a spark. That's what I want to say. You just jump out there, and if we can't see you, we certainly can feel you, dear. Okay?
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. So if you guys want to check the, I got the website here in front of me for all my relations. It's real simple, www.allmyrelations.com, just like you'd spell it, indy.com. So it's all small letters. And there's a website with my picture on it and all the information. So that would be a good place to check us out.
And, you know, if you happen to be in Indiana or in the area, you and your significant other, Heather, are an amazing couple. If you're looking for not only just, you know, a certain stone, but if you're looking really to find that special something, these two are a wealth of knowledge and our synchronicity in action. And then you also teach classes, right?
Yes. Yes, we do quite a few different ones. We do, of course, I'm teaching what we call tarot classes, and sometimes we start with beginners and then we go to the advanced classes, and they're kind of ongoing as the group likes to keep learning. We keep sharing that. One other class I do quite a bit is called Emotional Healing, which is simply dealing with emotions that people have sort of buried from their past and are still carrying with them, and then through affirmations we basically release them. Also, we do some healing classes. I'm a Reiki master. We do attunements, of course, with that level. A lot of people are bugging me about doing intuitive classes, so learning how to touch into their own intuition. So that's something that I've done a little bit of, and I guess we're going to see what we if we can expand that just a little further, because as my experience was, I always say mine came through luck, if you want to call it that way. Mm. Mine was a blessing just to come and through many classes, and of course with the Great Lakes Retreat, you're right on. I've been there since 1994 was my first
year. Oh, really?
Yes, and that's where I met your mother and dad, and a great lady she was, certainly was. And since,
like
you said, we had an absolutely fantastic connection, and it was amazing. And I again, those are things that when we touch base back to, I'm going to use the word past lives, that we don't always know where that stems from and how that happens, but we just feel like a connection with that person or a closeness. And from my experience, again, the past life regression things are another thing that a lot more people are getting interested in. I primarily don't do them for just entertainment purposes, but for a reason, so that you understand why you are the person you are today or why you might have challenges. Life is like a chain of events. If you have had an experience in the past, it will keep repeating until you address it. It's just like a past life. If you finished your life but didn't finish it, getting whatever you call the lesson learned, the lesson will come back to you in the next lifetime or maybe down the road three or four of them. We don't always know.
That's true. And however high you are on your karmic ladder, the faster it comes back to you. So you may repeat the same lesson several times in one lifetime if you're highly ascended and if that's in your life path. And so it's good when you're looking at endings or things that are uncomfortable to stop and say, okay, what is the lesson here? What is this telling me? Why is it that I am continuing in this cycle? What is it that I need to do to make changes in my life to make this stop? Because we're all the masters of our own ship. We're all piloting our own ship. You know, everyone who says, he did this and she did that, needs to start that sentence with, well, I allowed myself to be in a situation where so-and-so happened. You know, there's so many sad things, so many terrible things that happen in the world. And, you know, not only are we potential victims, we're also the potential, I don't know, what would you say, Jim, misdoers, the potential person doing the act, too. So remember, it's all not just about poor, poor, pitiful me. Sometimes it's about, oops. And, you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you're continuing to do something wrong against someone, it's definitely on you to look at that and change that behavior, change that action. And that is huge spiritual growth. When you look at that and you say, oh, okay, that's no longer who I wish to be. I was that then, but I'm no longer that now. And you can change it.
To me, that looks, as I call it, the play of life. You know, everything is like a play. And every play has what? A villain, a victim, and a hero, basically. And of course, we also have observers or people that may be called extras in the play. Well, the hero, of course, you know, looks fantastic, but then they usually have to do something fantastic to get that recognition. And, of course, the victim, who wants to be a victim? And so it gives us an opportunity to say, poor me, but
yes,
also get stepped on or whatever, and that doesn't always feel good. And, of course, the villain, oh, my goodness, who wants to be booed and hissed at and made to be the bad guy, if you want to say it that way.
But and sometimes we need our villains.
Well, that's the point. We do need them. Every play has to have these people. Every play has to have them, basically. And you'd say, well, no, they don't. Well, then again, that's a different play. You might have a play that eliminates the victim, eliminates the hero, eliminates the villain. And they'll say, okay, what are we doing now? What is the play? And it might be a play of just romance or everybody loving one another. So,
you know, that's so true. And when you're, see, you see what I see about the, see what I'm saying about the nugget of knowledge that just fell into our lap? So we do tend to think like that. We do tend to think like villain, and we do tend to think like hero. And the truth is we're all, we each have some of these characteristics. Disney's Frozen is the most successful animated feature they've ever had. And one of the reasons why is they stopped seeing everyone in those hard black, white, you know, the evil stepmother and whatever. And they just, it was so much more, I don't know, authentic or open or tugs at your heartstrings. Poor Elsa, you know, what's she going to do? This isn't her fault. And, of course, this is her greatest gift, and she just had to understand and recognize it. So let's talk about synchronicity. So what are some things that have happened in your life that you would, that you could look back and say, oh, yes, that was synchronicity or luck?
Well, definitely the startup of what I call my awareness, if you want to use that term, and waking up, which I started in 1993 for me. So you can see that in the bigger picture, and I'm not a young man anymore, we'll say it that way. I've been around, and to wake up at a later stage of my life, it's through a set of circumstances. My own son had he had bought a deck of tarot cards, and I was interested in what those was all about. So the very next day, one of my wife at the time, who was passed over, went with my son, Philip, to buy a set of cards and a book. And then my journey started. So you could say through circumstances, luck, synchronicity, why did he buy them at that time in my life? Maybe I was finally ready to open up to that possibility.
Yeah.
And again, it's like being at the right place at the right time. How did I run into so-and-so? And there's so many of those. I mean, it's almost, it's hard for me to pin some of these things down to say, oh, exactly there, just like meeting your mother at retreat. You know, we could have met in other places, obviously, but I said, well, there was a purpose, a reason. And sometimes simple ones, and that steps back way to when I was about 21 or 22 years of age, meeting a man at a house party. And I only met him one time, and that was at this party. And we were like old friends, like we've known each other forever, and then I never saw the man again.
I hate when that happens. I've met a couple of those people, and you just sink right into that comfy relationship, and then they go, and it's like,
yes,
doggone it.
But there again, I think, Adriana, that's the point. If that's the synchronicity, is to be with that person for that just reconnection for that period of time so that we remember that we have many connections from our past and
we
not
sure
using
do.
Our logic. We're
now,
not
do, you
using
have
our
a,
logic.
Do you have a cat in spirit?
Oh, I probably got a whole bunch of them there. Yes.
A gray cat?
Okay.
Maybe a gray tabby? A gray?
Yeah. Well, I've got, believe it or not, I got a gray tabby in my life right now. And
oh, you
do.
You know, sometimes
yes.
they bilocate. And he
yes.
said he helps you.
Yes, absolutely. And again, through synchronicity, how I call my tabby cat here, Max is his name. He was gifted to me, actually gifted to Wanda. And when she passed, and of course, I now take care of him. He's about 14 years of age, and he wasn't. He was about 2.5 years old when I got him. Supposedly, that's what they told me. Anyway, so
yeah, they.
And anyways, yeah, they can pretty much guess their ages. But anyways, the cat had a habit would be at 7:30 in the morning and 7:30 at night, want to be paid attention to, and he was very noisy if you didn't give it to him. So the previous owner obviously had a time schedule for him, and so his alarm clock went off at 7:30 in the morning sometimes when I wasn't ready to get up. So
yeah, that can be annoying on a weekend.
Yeah, yes, it can be. So, but you
or
get
when
the
you
point
get
the
chance to sleep in. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw him, and I just saw him like on your shoulder, leaning down with his paw.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
so cute.
Isn't it wonderful that we have many different types of guides, as I call them, that play from different aspects of the world, you know, be it a pet, a loved one that we may call family members, or some of the guides that we may not recognize them as a person in our lives, but they have been sent to us to work with us on the level that we're ready to accept.
Yeah. So. Yes, and, you know, it's funny that you categorize them like that, because I have all three, and I'm so blessed.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I see that.
Awesome. Well, back to synchronicity. So I don't know when I said everything that I step into life, if I find that I find myself being lucky to get that, then that's exactly where I'm supposed to be or get or receive. And
now,
that,
is there any pre-luck or pre-synchronization that you do? Is there any meditation or envisioning or
okay. I like what
like
you, how you started your program. You said to start with, believe that you have to believe that you can receive something. For instance, if you wanted to get a home, there's a lot of people that particularly big items like getting a house of their dreams. So if you sit down and envision the home that you would like to have, and you say it's like meeting that house on the pathway of the road of life. I'm driving down the road, and there's a house. I pull over to the side of the road, get out of the car, look at that's the house I would like to have. And this is how, if you create that vision in your own mind, then it becomes so. But there must be a word attached to it, and that's the one that most people forget to put, as I call it, the passion that must go with it. If you
know, Miracle on 34th Street was just playing through my mind when you're talking about that, and that little girl who wanted that house so bad, and she's like, stop, that's the house. And went running in and found the cane.
Exactly.
From Chris Kringle.
Exactly. That's our gift to ourselves, and we deserve to have them. And too many people forget to think that I'm not worthy, and that starts with the belief that we are all definitely worthy, and we're all loved, and we're all accepted. And again, back to a little, I always say, because I am an ordained minister as well, that the a lot of the things I learned as a young person in school was about, let's say, things out of the Bible, but how they've been misinterpreted. Just like Jesus said, be ye perfect, he was telling us we already are perfect. In a spiritual
yes.
sense, we are 100% perfect. And
now,
back
which,
to, go
which
ahead.
Church are you, I'm sorry, which church are you minister in?
Well, I kind of travel around. I do spiritual, any spiritualist church or any church actually that would invite me. I don't have a church that I call my church. I just volunteer to speak, and then also give messages at these churches that call me to go there. So.
Yeah, I love spiritualist churches, and I know several friends who are ministers through Camp Chesterfield and. Also, the New York Lilydale.
Yeah.
There it is.
Camp.
Another one
we're
bringing.
Right.
Work.
Yeah. Lilydale. Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's just an amazing thing to go to church and then listen to people give you messages. I mean, how perfect! What a perfect type of church. Yeah. So synchronicity. I found myself wanting to do things and talking to Jim, he said, that means this is your sole purpose. This means your soul is asking you to start learning about this. And I said, oh, and then that's how I began a lot of things, because knowing that, it's sort of like giving permission. Like, yes, go out. Go out and do this. Yes, this is what you're supposed to do. And I've had people who, after I give them a reading, look at me and say, I wish I could do what you do. And I just laugh, and I say, well, that's your soul. The mm-hmm. thing is, time for you to start learning how to do this, because this is your soul's purpose. This is one of your soul's purposes. We have many purposes.
Your word about permission is one of the biggest ones that we forget to do in our daily lives. You give yourself permission daily to do many different tasks, simply like eating, sleeping, and obviously going even to the bathroom. Nobody has to raise their hand. You just go, right? So it is with your own personal path in the spiritual sense, is to say, I now give myself permission to be open and receptive to the highest good for all concerned. And I do include myself as in all the all, because I am part of everything. So when we give ourselves that permission, then you're actually inviting yourself in so many different aspects to grow spiritually. And then you're inviting other people to join you, if you want to say, or spirits or souls, in that path that you are creating yourself. So it's like if I'm inviting you to join me, it's like us meeting on the path of life and saying, oh, let us reconnect and have an experience together.
Yeah.
And of course, and we're having an experience today even. And thanks to your inviting, if you want to say it that way.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for accepting the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so, actually, this first half an hour flew by, which is not a surprise at all. But we're ready for the second half. So will you stay with us and take some calls?
Absolutely.
Yay. Oh, I'm so happy. And you know what? I'm so excited for my audience. Okay. So do we have any callers ready?
Yes, we do. We have Tony from New York. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Greetings. How's everyone today?
Hi. Great.
Yes, I've been listening to what you guys are talking about. Definitely inspirational things.
Oh, and you know what? A question of the day is what synchronous experience happened to you?
I have had experiences where I have thought about a person who I hadn't seen in quite some, you know, time, and next day, you know, they're right in front of me. I'm like, wow, that's very interesting. And I had read a book one time called The Celestine Prophecy.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah, and you know, it started to make me become more aware of when those situations happened. So then I would, you know, it put me on the path of realizing that, you know, coincidences were by accident, and when those things did happen, you know, maybe I was supposed to, like, you know, pick up some information from the person that, you know, I was seeing.
Perfect book for synchronicity. Mm-hmm. Perfect book. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And what is your question today?
Yes, I had two job opportunities kind of like pop up at the same time, and one was closer and one was a little bit further, and I wanted to know which one would be the better opportunity to take.
Jim, I'm going to let
yes,
you go first.
I've got him. Yeah, he's. You'd be better off the one that's a little further away, I feel. Okay.
I got the same thing. I got the same thing. So.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Good
thank
luck
you so
to
much.
You. I think you're going to be very successful with that situation, okay? And
you're
going to feel very happy that you took it, is the impression I've got as well to go with it. So it
sounds
I'm
getting
like,
that too, and I'm also getting that it may not be, it may be a stepping stone to something bigger as well.
Mm, okay, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate that.
Have a great day.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too.
Thanks.
Wow.
Okay. Next, we have Joanne, and she is from Rochester Hills. Welcome to the show, Joanne.
Hi.
So tell us, how has synchronicity manifested in your life?
Oh, in many, many ways. But the only one I can think of right now is I usually get a good parking place. It's just incredible. I know that's a simple one, and everybody, you know, I've heard it before, but it happens to me. But really, a lot of good things have come my way, which are just amazing. I can't think of one right now, but I really feel blessed, and I'm very much enjoying the broadcast. Every bit of it is very, very good. Thank you. And I just want to know what you have for me and what comes through to you. I'm a little concerned about the safety of my family in regards to driving. But other than that, I would just be open to whatever, you know, whatever you sense.
And Jim, I'm going to let you go first again.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm impressed to say with they have to start to maybe pick an alternative route if you're concerned, because I don't know if they're driving through, let's say, a neighborhood that may not be too friendly to them or something, but I'm not concerned as long as they pick a safe, I want to use the word safer route, okay? That doesn't mean you have to take way, way around the situation, but pick an alternative route. If there's something that they're concerned about or you're concerned about, for some reason, I'd say an alternative route might be beneficial. There's, again, when it comes to fear or concern, the more that we throw fear and concern into it, then we are attracting that to ourselves. We must remember and put all things in divine light and love and then surround everybody in that situation, and usually their journey will be a lot safer. If that makes any sense. That's the way I usually do it. If I'm concerned about anyone, I surround them in the light and protection of the universe so that they will arrive at their destination safely.
Yep, and ask
Thank
angels
you.
To intercede. It's a funny thing because Jim and I, you know, one of our jobs is to tell you about things that could happen so you can take steps to stop them from happening, which is the absolute opposite of saying only what it is that you want. So it's a fine line that you walk. Do you have, like, a little kid somehow, or are there little kids? Because I was seeing a younger child when you were talking.
I have a granddaughter, which is very dear. She's about 3 years old.
And so it seems like the concern about the driving is somehow connected with her.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that. I have two sons, so.
Okay. Because I was seeing the granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seeing concern about her and driving. And I wasn't actually picking up anything. I was just seeing concern for her. So, yeah, just, you know, is that mom? Is that your daughter?
No, this is a granddaughter.
I know. I mean, is that through your daughter?
No, that's through my son. I have two sons.
Remind,
I don't have a daughter.
Remind daughter-in-law just to drive safely with your child, with your grandchild.
Okay, I will do that. Thank
just,
you.
Just, you know, say, you know, especially going through construction or things that are not exactly familiar, because I think sometimes she can get distracted. Maybe with radio or something, to just remind her of that.
Okay.
And then
you.
There's also something about a trip or going someplace that you've wanted to go for a long time. Maybe you've been planning it for a while or you planned for it and it's coming back into your life. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Not at this time.
Okay, and I'm getting 2015 for that. Okay, so that's going to be happening for you shortly, maybe in the spring, early summer.
Okay.
And, you know, just know that that's guided to you, and that comes as a gift from your ancestors. Is your mother in spirit?
I'm sorry, my mother passed on.
Yeah.
It's her birthday today.
It's her birthday. Oh, okay, well, she's coming through. She wants you to know that she loves you and she's watching out for the whole brood. Is there one of your boys who goes too fast?
Goes too fast. What do you mean, driving or what?
Yes, driving.
I'm not sure. Possibly the older one.
Would
be more
likely. She's watching him. Because he may have gotten a speeding ticket or something. So she's watching him. She's talking in. So thank you for wishing her happy birthday. She loves you so much.
Thank
you. Why is she showing me a pumpkin?
Why is she showing you a pumpkin? Well,
is it just because it's October? Or?
Well, she was on a small farm, so she grew pumpkins, I'm sure.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep, that's her love and many blessings. And thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All righty. Next up, we have Trish, and she is calling from Connecticut. Welcome to the show, Trish.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Trish. Thanks for calling in. So what is that moment of synchronicity that just sticks in your brain?
You know, I've had, like the other callers, thinking of someone call me, but I've also had, you know, going to lunch or dinner with someone, and we both were thinking about the same idea or topic.
Mm.
That's connected. And that's like connecting to the same idea, because the minds all start to interreact, and that's why when we run into people we haven't seen in a long time and or we need to talk about this, it's no different than when the subject matter, let's say in a lecture that I give at church, sometimes changes based on who actually attends, because that's what they need to hear. And
right.
That's obviously what you both needed to share or talk about when you go to lunch.
Right, right.
Is that collective consciousness?
Pardon me?
I was asking Jim, is that collective consciousness?
Well, part of it is. That is because, again, the consciousness tends to run connected. It's like saying, who do I need really to meet or connect with today?
Mm-hmm.
And just like sometimes I call it, I can wake up in the middle of the night personally because I do a lot of healing work, and somebody's mind or thoughts will come to me very quickly, and I'll send them some healing thoughts immediately, because during the sleep state, we're the most open and receptive into, so the conscious mind is more open, if you want to use that term. So,
true.
Again, so since I'm somewhat in the sleep state, and I could laugh at that and say, well, that's almost all the time. But so when we're awakened from a sleep state very abruptly, very kind of really wide awake, that's a real strong message for you to receive. And also when you're talking with someone, again, to the collective consciousness, that's something, again, that each of you or both of you, or even if you're with a larger group, needs to hear.
Hmm.
That makes sense. Or brought to the surface. It's like bringing something to the surface.
That does make sense. Thank you.
Does Trish have a question today?
Yeah. So I was just hoping for a general reading, but if you want me to narrow it down, I'm happy to.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, well, there's one question. If you would like a reading with Jim, Jim, can you repeat your contact information?
Yes. You can call me at my home phone, area code 317-246-1242. And if I don't answer, just leave a message and I'll get back with you, because I'm not home a lot of the time. That's the truth. But I do return all calls, though.
So. Okay. So my question is around moving, when you see that mate actually taking place.
Now, isn't that funny? Because you said may in your sentence.
I got the number 5 given to me as soon as you asked. So that's So there you go. You're in May.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Have a great day.
You too.
I love that.
Okay.
Absolutely love that.
Well, back to the group consciousness again. We're all thinking on the same page, honey.
Yeah. We're so connected, you and I. You know, my mom, you know, who you speak so lovingly of, thank you. Of course, was my first guru, but she was many people's guru. She was just a natural teacher. She was intuitive from birth. My grandmother was intuitive from birth. And for them, it was just a part of themselves. It was just part of their body, you know.
Yes,
knowing
exactly.
Things was just normal.
There is no separation, and that's the key to, once we separate ourselves from what we might call God or some other thinking of philosophy or being, then we become less than, because we're not connected to all that is. So the intuition part is the connection to all there is.
Mm.
So you're keeping an open mind that if this is something I need to be doing, then they will come to you. And just like these people, and it's happened to all of us, where you're thinking about someone, and sure enough, they will contact you the next day, or you get an email or some even a card in the mail, possibly, from them. So it happens all the time to the people that, again, back to openness. You know, it's back to that open-mindedness that we benefit from when we're sitting in that very relaxed state of mind to say, everything is going as it's supposed to, even though I don't like it. It doesn't always like it, but if it's truly what it's supposed to be, that's where you're supposed to be going through that space and time.
I love that message. Love that message. I think we have time for one more caller.
Wonderful. We have Melissa calling from New York. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
What is your, what would you like to share with us about synchronicity?
Well, for me, I can say it's about food, because when I see like a certain type of food or whatever, then I'd be like, oh, this person, I know they like this or they like that. And then when I bring it to them, they're like, oh my God, I've been thinking about eating that for the longest. And I'm like, okay.
What a neat gift.
Well, that's a good example of symbology. When we associate with something with a person, then we immediately connect it, and it's somewhat the same thing. And it's amazing. That's just how it all works. My daughter has an intuition. Usually it revolves around odors or smells. And then when she smells certain things, then she knows it's a certain person around her. So,
and is that Rhonda?
No, Pammy, my daughter that lives in Chicago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, Rhonda is technically my stepdaughter, but she's very, very, she was another one very instrumental in getting me on my spiritual path. So very much of my credit, a lot of credit goes to her. So, Melissa, did you have a question today?
Yeah, my question is, I recently had a dream about being in a bridal boot camp, and I was putting on makeup and hair on me.
I had a thing about a wedding. Right before this started, I saw a wedding.
Yeah. And you know what? I just wanted to know, like, I am single. I just wanted to know, like, is that next person going to be the one?
You know what? I get person after next. I'm sorry. I get the next person after this next person. Jim, what do you get?
Same thing. You have to go through this, let's say, next relationship, so that whatever it is that you need to benefit or learn or, you know, experience in that relationship will carry you to the next one, which will be the one that you probably will wind up with for a much longer term, much, much longer. Okay?
And also, two things. One, you have a female in spirit. This may be grandmother or great-grandmother. She seems to be playing with hair. She's saying, stop being so picky.
That's true. I am picky.
You throw them back perfectly good, you know, it's like, okay, just thought I'd share that. So, make your list, and then what's really important, right, is someone you can trust. Someone who wants to go in the same general direction that you do. Someone who's going to allow you to flower and be whomever it is that you want to be. You know, I am not the same person I was 20 years ago. And I saw that wedding, and it was a wedding. I saw that.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah,
I would definitely go and make that list.
Yeah.
All right.
It feels like it's a formal wedding, so it won't be just a little, you know, informal one. It'll be, you guys will be all dressed up and having a reception and the whole works. Yes.
Have you ever seen that show on Lifetime? I forget the name of it, but I think it's Lifetime. I'm not sure. It might be TLC, where there's four brides and they each compete, and whoever has.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite show.
That's just came to my mind. Yeah, so you might be applying to that show sooner than you think.
She's going to be getting some kind of an invitation for something that will lift up her own spirits tremendously. You've been I feel very somewhat let the down in the dumps a little bit recently. This is going to turn it all around, and you're going to feel very, very happy that you did this. This is like a follow-up, whatever that means. It'll all make sense in time. But you certainly will have a lot of good things to talk about here in about 6 months. You're going to have a lot of things to talk about. A lot of your friends, I see you talking and all your friends hanging around you, and they're excited for you, and your life is going to take a very, very big turn for you. Big turn.
I'm ready for change.
Yeah. Now, do you know of a male who passed, a younger male?
Not that I know of.
Okay, it seems like there's a younger male who passed, someone who is an adult who passed,
mm-hmm.
who just wanted to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Not a child.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a brother or friend? I'm sorry, what?
No, I recently seen, it was like maybe 2 weeks ago, a guy had passed away because he had got shot.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I seen his picture, and I said, oh, I remember him from school, but he was very quiet, so he wasn't talking
to him. Yeah, okay, he's saying hello. And he's thanking you for thinking about him. And I get this strong feeling like he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, and so, and he just wants you to know that he's thankful for you, and he felt that, and he's grateful for you. And he also wants to pass along the message to his mother, but I'm sorry, that's not the purpose of this.
No,
I wouldn't
know.
Well, but accept his reaching out, and God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Have
a great day.
So, Jim, this hour went by way too quickly. Will you please come back another time?
Absolutely. We certainly enjoy doing it for everybody, including myself. As I always say, this must include everyone, and I am part of everyone. So there be it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love doing this for me, for everyone, but also for me, because when I end this radio show, I just am in such a high place, and it's nice to be here. It's so lovely.
Yes.
So I have recently had some disappointment. So, you know, I know that I'm supposed to go a certain path, and I understand that. And, I do. I just sad when things end. So...
Well, growth
is
the word. A growth is the big word for you right now, and this is what we're going through. And there is a saying that what does not kill you will only make you stronger.
Yes, sir.
So as you grow and you become stronger, then you're able to be there more for everyone else, which is wonderful. Your gift then will radiate more into the world than ever before.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're fantastic.
Hey, so are you. I learned from the best.
There's a word, of course, definitely come around this time of the year. when we get close to Halloween, we could call this one of those spooktacular days, okay?
Mm. I love that.
I like. And have some fun with everything. Make the an experience, a word, turn a smile, and then it radiates more smiles. And so that's what the beauty of making yourself happy brings more happiness to the rest of us as well.
So now what I'm going to do next is an absolute no-no, and it's not a good thing to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. And it's called the one more question. my beloved aunt in spirit, who was our heart
yes.
of our family,
yes.
Was close to myself and my aunt who's still here. And she helped raise us both. We both considered her second mom. And she passed, and I'm in contact with her constantly, and I take good care of her dragons.
Mm-hmm.
My other aunt says that she thinks this aunt, and her name is Betty, who's on the other side, and you met her.
Yes, I remember.
Has reincarnated as her grandson. And that's not exactly what I get, but I wanted to hear what you had
well,
to say.
my heart is itching, so that's always a sign of some form of healing. So you're excuse me, I got this frog in my throat. Aunt Betty has come back. That's, they're absolutely confirming that, but they're smiling at me and all laughing. They'll say, you're going to see your Aunt Betty very soon. And so whoever,
I knew that.
You're going to see her very soon. You're going to see her and recognize her immediately.
Oh, is she in utero right now?
I want to say yes.
Yes,
but you're not going to mistake her. You're not going to have to second guess this one.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to know it. That's what they keep saying to me. You're going to know it.
Getting chills, because I knew, I didn't feel it was with the other grandchild, but I got the message that she was coming back in a dream.
Right.
Oh, you're so good, Jim.
Well, so are you, dear. So I'm just holding up the mirror to you today. So there you go. That's the beauty of it all. So, again, you already knew this, and this is just your confirmation. And a lot of times that's what we have for other people to come in, is to give us the reassurance so that we can be confident what the information we're getting is absolutely true.
And to trust that.
And again, back to trusting, it's so important that if I was to meet somebody back to synchronicity, that is not a mistake that those people were supposed to meet. And that's the way it is. Even though I'll say, what am I doing with this person in my life? I'm thinking, okay, I could ask that many times over. I'll say, well, they're presenting some opportunities, and some people call them challenges or problems. I call them opportunities. So when I'm
that's
getting
a nice
an opportunity.
Way to call. You know what? And I love that. And I love that type of talking. And I know sometimes at work when that type of talking is used, it's like, hey, call a spade, so to speak. But it's nice when you're all on the same page and you recognize that it is an opportunity or it is a challenge to be overcome. And it's lovely. If you would like a reading from me, you can contact me through my website, mysticconnections.com, or you can reach me at my new email, which is Adriana@Mystic Connections, and you can always call me at 248-379-7324. And Jim, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
So wonderful experience on my end as well. So may you be blessed and all the listeners as well.
Okay, can I get your contact information one last time?
Okay, I'm at my home phone. I'm here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Area code 317-246-1242. Or they can get on the website at All My Relations. It's just like it is, the words, all small letters, All My Relations, indy.com. Okay? That's a good way to, because I spend a lot of time at the store there. It's on the west side of Indianapolis. So, again, I encourage anybody traveling through the Indianapolis area to contact us. We're on ironically, Rockville Road is the name of the address there. So the rocks that Heather has available are absolutely phenomenal. Just the selection is fantastic.
And I'm going to give everyone a challenge, okay? For the rest of this month, trick-or-treat, try to stay to the treat side of things and give people around you something extra special. Try to bring light into this world, because remember, we are light workers and we're here to bring light into the world. Thank you all. Okay. Happy
blessings
Halloween
for everyone. Yes. Have a great month, actually.
Great month.
Mm-hmm.